Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Saleh for Guidelines for Living.
No emotion is more connected to Christmas than joy, the universal language of an overflowing heart. Notice the gleam in the eyes of children as they open gifts or stand on their tiptoes to see the display in the store window as they focus on dolls and sleds or toys and trains. But it shouldn't simply be children whose hearts are filled with joy. To the contrary, joy should be every person's response to God's great gift. For a moment, think about a special gift that you have given someone this season. Possibly your sweetheart, or your husband, your mother, your wife, the child who wouldn't have had a Christmas gift, but you heard about that need and saw that gifts were delivered. Made you feel pretty good, right? What you felt was joy. But which was greater, the joy that you felt, or the joy which the person experienced who received the gift? Though we seldom think about it, there had to be joy in the heart of the Father when He gave heaven's most precious gift, His Son. Angels sang joyfully, and those who heard the song rejoiced with exceeding great joy, the kind that goes to the very depths of your soul. He was a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, as Isaiah wrote long before His coming to Bethlehem. Nonetheless, while He lived among us, joy was the strength of Jesus' life. Have you forgotten that Paul tells us the kingdom of God is joy in the Holy Spirit? The writer of Hebrews says that for the joy that was set before Him, He endured the cross. What joy? The joy which would be His when He came again through the door of heaven. Now for a moment, let's go back to the child who opens that very special gift that you gave him or her. The child's eyes light up in a way that no painter could ever express. Then comes the giggles of delight, the laughter of joy, and that touches your heart, right? Of course, that's the way God made you. Twice Isaiah says that our response to God's redemption should be to rejoice and even break forth in joyful singing. Here's what he wrote. Sing for joy, O heavens, for the Lord has done this. Shout aloud, O earth beneath. Burst into song, you mountains, you forests and all your trees. For the Lord has redeemed Jacob. He has displayed His glory in Israel. One of the sad things about the busyness of the Christmas season is that by the time Christmas Day arrives, we are so physically weary that we find it hard to generate much joy. And I confess that today's guidelines may have come too late for you to do much about it. But there is one thing you can do. From this moment on, you can begin to catch the joy that you've been missing in your life. It begins by receiving the great gift which brought joy to the heart of the Father in the person of His Son, Jesus Christ. But to all who receive Him, says John, He gave the right to become children of God. All they needed to do was to trust Him to save them. That's John chapter 1, verse 12. G.K. Chesterton, at the close of one of his books, says that joy is the gigantic secret of the Christian. He isn't suggesting that Christians hide it, as people put valuables in a safe deposit vault so others will not see or take them. He is saying that those who do not know the Christ who was born at Bethlehem cannot experience the joy that's within, knowing He will never leave you or forsake you. Christmas joy is the abiding presence of a living Christ. May it be yours today, the greatest gift that I could wish for you.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. Visit givetoguidelines.org and become a partner in sharing hope and encouragement in Christ with others around the world. That's givetoguidelines.org. Thanks for listening. And join us again for Guidelines for Living.